Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The New Hampshire primary is now 46 days away. It's a week and a day after the Iowa caucuses. Right now, the Real Clear Politics polling average puts Bernie Sanders in the lead in the Granite State, followed by Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, and Elizabeth Warren. Let's check in with Paul Steinhauser, who is covering the presidential race in New Hampshire and joins us here in the studio. Hi, Paul.
Jeremy, Peter, great to join you guys.
So Iowa votes first on February 3rd, but very soon after that, it's New Hampshire. How much time have the candidates been spending in New Hampshire?
Quite a lot. More in Iowa. We don't get jealous. They come first. We understand. But there's been a lot of traffic. And this dates back to even before the midterm elections, when these candidates were flirting with the idea of running. But yeah, we've seen plenty of traffic. It slowed down this week, obviously, for Christmas. It's picking up now with a vengeance. Between today and a week from now, we're going to see the top four contenders, Biden, Buttigieg, Warren, Sanders. We're also going to have others like an Amy Klobuchar back in the state, an Andrew Yang and Cory Booker and others. Mm-hmm. Tulsi Gabbard. It's going to be jam-packed.
So there are two candidates you just mentioned there that come from neighboring states. That would be Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts and Bernie Sanders from Vermont. Is New Hampshire a must-win for both of them?
Yeah, I don't say that about many candidates, but yes, with those two, a must-win or an extremely close second. Bernie Sanders, of course, crushed Hillary Clinton 4 years ago in our primary in 2016 on the Democratic side. He's extremely well-known there. His supporters have stayed with him over the 4 years. And Warren, remember, most of New Hampshire, the populated parts, are all in the Boston media market. We know Elizabeth Warren very well. She's come up here often to New Hampshire to campaign for fellow Democrats. So yes, it is a must-win for both of them.
So you reported last night that a top New Hampshire Democrat who had remained neutral until now is now supporting Sanders. Has Sanders got the momentum right now in New Hampshire?
It seems like that. And not just New Hampshire. If you look at the polls, you mentioned the Real Clear Politics average. We've seen Bernie Sanders rise over the last month and a half, 2 months in New Hampshire, in Iowa, and nationally. His numbers are all on the rise. And that comes as Warren's numbers have faded a bit.
Mm-hmm. Pete Buttigieg is a few points ahead of Joe Biden in the polling average in New Hampshire. Tell us about those campaigns, the Buttigieg and the Biden campaigns there.
Great question. And who has the most boots on the ground? Warren and Sanders. They have the biggest operations in the state. But very close behind are Buttigieg and Biden. They both built up strong organizations. And remember, in New Hampshire, as you guys well know, it's all about retail politics, getting out there, meeting the voters at town halls, at house parties, talking to them one-on-one. Retail politics is so important in New Hampshire and will make a difference come February 11th. And both the Biden and Buttigieg campaigns have been able to build up their grassroots.
What kind of issues are people talking about? I remember in previous campaigns that New Hampshire is one place, one of the early states where foreign policy actually comes up quite a bit, more than, say, in Iowa.
Yeah, and here's why. We have a large percentage of veterans in New Hampshire, and I think that's one reason why you hear foreign policy come up quite often. Other than that, though, I mean, it's the issues that everybody's talking about. Obviously, the economy, the opioid crisis, something that was near and dear to New Hampshire's heart, and it's really been affected the state. That's another issue that comes up. But also, at least among the Democrats in the state, the grassroots Democrats, they want to hear about election tampering. They want to hear about, voting eligibility. Everything comes up in New Hampshire.
Not impeachment?
Impeachment to a degree. If you go to the events, people talk about it. But it's not the number one question. And often the question is, well, with impeachment going on, is that going to prevent Congress and the president from getting their job done on everything else that's more important?
So you talked about Warren and Sanders being from neighboring states. There is another candidate who's from a neighboring state. Mm-hmm. And that's Deval Patrick, who got into the race late. He's the former governor of Massachusetts. And you recently interviewed him and asked if he feels a sense of urgency about his campaign.
We will quintuple, I think, our staff in New Hampshire over the next few days. We continue to build. We've had a lot of interest.
Haven't heard much about the Patrick campaign since he launched. Has his campaign fizzled?
No. And when he says quintuple, don't take that too literally, because he only has a few people on the ground right now. So it's not like he's going to have 500 troops soon.
Right.
Listen, Patrick got in extremely late for a lot of serious reasons, including his wife, who was battling ovarian cancer. That's one of the reasons why he didn't jump in at the beginning of 2019. But the problem is, you know, the other rivals have built up strong organizations, and it's tough to get in this late unless you're a Michael Bloomberg with billions of dollars to spend. So Patrick is up there almost every day now, it seems, in New Hampshire, but he's got a lot of ground to catch up.
Bloomberg is not really really doing much in New Hampshire, is he?
We see his commercials because they're playing right here in Boston, obviously, and we're in the media market. No, he is not concentrating in the early voting states. Instead, he's going for Super Tuesday.
And what about President Trump? How much is his campaign working in New Hampshire?
He's built up a strong organization in New Hampshire, but with no real primary challenge other than your former governor, Bill Weld, who comes up every week but is an extreme long shot. The primary is not a top concern for the Trump campaign. They're more focused, obviously, on the general election.
It's Paul Steinhauser, who's covering the presidential race in New Hampshire. Paul, thanks so much.
Great to join you.